Andrew. Thank you for calling Blue Eyed Orphan. How may I help you?
Hello. This is the callback that was requested from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. When... Press 1 when...
John J.
is on the line and ready to speak to a representative. This message will repeat until 1 is pressed or time expires. Press 1 when...
John J.
Press 1 when...
John J.
is on the line and ready to speak to a representative. This message will repeat until 1 is pressed or time expires. Please wait while your call is transferred.
UPA process, please contact your regional marketing consultant. Thank you for calling. A representative will be with you shortly. Please make sure you review and attest to your CAQH profile every 90 days. We use this information for all our provider data, including credentialing, contracting, and directory information. It also helps our members easily find you and your practice in our online directory. If you don't regularly attest, we'll have to remove you from our directory based on the Federal No Surprises Act. You can save time and avoid phone calls by checking authorization statuses in Availity. After you log in, click on Payer Spaces and choose the Blue Cross logo. Then choose the Authorization Submission Review application. Go to the Auth Inquiry Clinical Update drop-down arrow and choose ECDST. From there, choose the case ID number to see the latest status. After choosing the case ID.
Provider Services, this is Katie. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is John. I'm calling from Provider's office. And I have a claim that has been denied, so I need some clarification regarding that.
I can take a look at the claim. Do you mind if I ask a few questions to access the member?
Of course, please.
All right, John, I do show a callback number for you of 901-610-4114.
Yes, correct.
What is the patient's ID number?
Yeah, the patient ID is P for Papa, V for Victor, F for Foxtrot, 910-663-652.
All right, that is going to be a commercial policy. This is the host department. Do you have any host policies you need to look at?
No, I think I have just this one also.
Okay. All right. I can get you transferred over to the correct department if you can hold just one moment for me.
Sure.
Thank you.
Great way to make those steps a bit more fun. If you can't get away from your desk, try standing for phone calls or video meetings. If you need a break from home life, a walk can be a healthy way to recharge. BCBST Payer Spaces at Availity.com and click the Contact Preferences and Communication Viewer tile to change or add emails from the Update Contact Preferences tab. To see your communications history, click the View Communications tab. Our members get the most from their health benefits when they visit participating network providers. As one of our network providers, please remember you're contractually obligated to refer your patients with Blue Cross coverage to other contracted network providers. This is especially important when referring patients to hospitals or for lab work, durable medical equipment, and any other ancillary service. You can use our Find Care tool on bcbst.com to easily locate other participating network providers. Beginning in September, we'll use Cohere Health Technology for most prior authorizations for our commercial lines of business. For your convenience, you'll continue to submit requests directly to us through Availity. We're hosting 3 webinars in August to help you learn more about this process. Webinar dates are Wednesday, August 20th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday, August 26th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, or Thursday, August 28th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. For more information about the webinars or the new PA process, please contact your e-business regional marketing consultant. Thank you for calling. A representative will be with you shortly. Please make sure you review and attest to your CAQH profile every 90 days. We use this information for all our provider data, including credentialing, contracting, and directory information. It also helps our members easily find you and your practice in our online directory. If you don't regularly attest, we'll have to remove you from our directory based on the Federal No Surprises Act. You can save time and avoid phone calls by checking authorization statuses in Availity. After you log in, click on Payer Spaces and choose the Blue Cross logo. Then choose the Authorization Submission Review application. Go to the Auth Inquiry Clinical Update drop-down arrow and choose BCBST. From there, choose the case ID number to see the latest status. After choosing the case ID number, look for the letter section in the upper right to view and print authorization letters. We're no longer faxing authorization status letters, so this is the best way to get them. We're excited to announce the launch of our new online reconsiderations and appeals tool later this year. The tool will be available in Availity. Today, providers submit reconsiderations and appeals by phone, fax, mail, and email. This new tool will streamline that process. For more information, please contact your e-business regional marketing consultant.
Hi Jess, my name is John. I'm calling from provider's office. Hello? 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 Can you hear me?
Sorry, your line is cutting in.